I'm Marco Werman with The World. A couple of college football games and NFL games today. Thanksgiving is synonymous with football, after all. So let's talk football, but the kind you don't play with your hands. I knew that was a sneaky one, but we just got to talk about a new chapter written this week in the battle for individual soccer supremacy, the one between Argentina's Lionel Messi and Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo. The world soccer guy William Troop is here to tell me about it. Who set what record this week, William?
Well, this week belongs to Lionel Messi. He set a new record for most goals scored by one individual player in the Champions League, which is Europe's top-level competition for clubs. Some say it's actually the top-level competition for clubs in the world, so it's a big deal.
Beautiful soccer, and of course, Messi's goals quite often beautiful themselves. But Cristiano Ronaldo from Portugal is nipping at his heels, right? So how close are they?
That's right. This week, one day, Messi scored three goals to take his tally for career goals in the Champions League to 74. And Ronaldo responded the very next day with a goal to take his tally to 71. So he's just three behind Messi. And you got to say that they're not done. Messi is 27. Ronaldo's 29. They're going to be scoring goals for a few more years. So I think right now the jury's still out, and we may not be able to tell who's the better player until they're done playing.
And so when we're talking this level of play, the Champions League, how many more years do they have on their respective clocks to kind of keep tallying up goals?
Well, I would say that easily they both have five more years to play. But soccer players nowadays have a lot of help to keep their body in top shape for longer than they were able to do in the past. So it could be 5, 6, 7 years more at this level. There's no telling how many goals they're going to end up with.
Now, if you go on YouTube, there are some fantastic videos of goals that both of these guys have scored in their careers. I mean, just incredible examples of soccer. But these guys, neither of them have a World Cup trophy. How big a blotch is that on their careers?
Well, I wouldn't say a blotch because they both are stupendous players to watch. But that statistic really speaks to the fact that soccer is a team sport. No matter who you have on your team, if you don't have a good supporting cast, you're not going to win a huge competition like the World Cup. Lionel Messi came very close this year. He was in the final with Argentina in the World Cup in Brazil. But he lost to Germany because too many players in Messi's support cast got hurt during that tournament, and they kind of ran out of gas. And Messi can't win it alone. And, you know, he still has, like we said before, you know, a few more years. But say they have five more years playing, Messi and Ronaldo, that's really just one more World Cup. Messi still has a chance because he has that support cast. I really don't see that happening with Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal.
You were at the World Cup in Brazil this summer. Did you see them there, or have you ever seen either Messi or Ronaldo play live?
No, actually, that's something that I still very much want to do. I did not see them in Brazil, but, you know, clock is ticking. I got to go get my tickets right now.
Yeah, really. I mean, this is a little like the Battle of the Bats a few years ago with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Who are you rooting for, William, in the Messi-Ronaldo goal championship?
Well, you know, you're going to put me on the spot, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I have a preference for Messi. I enjoy watching him more. He's so magical with the ball at his feet that I just have more fun watching him.
The world soccer guy, William Troop, thanks as always.
You're welcome.